Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Nerlon Limited second quarter, first half, fiscal year 2024 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in a listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing the star key then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ahmed Thacker from Valorant Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Ahmed Thacker from Valorant Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Nerlon Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings conference call for the second quarter and the first half of the financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. As always, some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from the anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's conference call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Rahul Sagar, Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director, Mr. Kunal Sagar, Promoter and Non-Executive Director, Mr. Manish Parekh, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Jasmine Bavsar, Company Secretary and Vice President, Legal and Compliance Officer, and Mr. Manish Aradia, Vice President, Business Development and Investor Relations of Nerlon Management Services Private Limited. Now, without any further delay, I would request Mr. Kunal Sagar to give us his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Amit. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the earnings call for the second quarter and first half of financial year 2024. Let me first take you through the financial performance of the company. For the second quarter of the financial year 2024, the company reported a total income of 151 crores, an increase of approximately 4.7% on a year-on-year basis. EBITDA stood at 121 crores, which grew by about 3% on a year-on-year basis, representing an EBITDA margin of 80.21%. Profit after tax was 52 crores, witnessing a growth of approximately 30% on a year-on-year basis, while PAT margins were 34.79%. In the first half of the financial year 2024, the company reported a total income of approximately 300 crores, an increase of 6% when compared to the first half of the financial year 2023. EBITDA stood at 238 crores, an increase of 5% year-on-year, and representing an EBITDA margin of 79.31%. Profit after tax was 102 crores, an increase of 87% year-on-year, and representing a PAT margin of 34.13%. On the operational front, we are pleased to inform you that phases 1 to 4 of NKP have received LEED Zero Water Certification in October 2023. This is in accordance with our focus on consistently bettering our sustainability initiatives, which have always been a large part of our development ethos. The average occupancy rate for the company, that is NKP as well as Nerlon House combined, increased to 99.6% for quarter 2, 2024. And as on 30th September, approximately 13,000 square feet of area was leased, including in Nerlon House. Deutsch has renewed approximately 397,000 square feet at NKP, and ENY has expanded its space at NKP by approximately 15,000 square feet. As regards the regular questions from shareholders and investors about the potential restructuring or other possible value-accretive measures, including to make dividends more tax-efficient in the hands of investors, Discussions and consultations with relevant parties are continuing. The company understands that these are relevant and important aspects for investors and shareholders and will communicate any decision taken in this regard to them. With this, we conclude our opening remarks and open the floor to questions. Amit, do you want to go ahead with questions, please?
Yes. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press the 1 on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may press star then 2. Participants are requested to use your handset while asking your question. And ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while questions poll. Again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then 1 on your telephone. I now hand the call over to Mr. Kunal Sagar from Nerlon Limited for closing remarks.
Amit, can you confirm whether there are any questions? Or any participants?
We recently just got questions in. Our first question will come from Rajav Mahatra of Paralogical Components. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sagar. Let me congratulate everybody for an outstanding, absolutely outstanding set of results. We also had a wonderful visit to your site, and let us also compliment you for one of the best assets of your kind in the Mumbai region, if not in not in lot of India. Thank you for preempting the thoughts in the mind, but is there any other addition you'd like to do on that basis of restructuring, or we just let it stay as is?
So, Malhotra, thank you for your visit and thank you for your kind words subsequent to that. We really wanted to make the statement on the restructuring, etc., up front so that it was clear to all participants straight away. So we'd like to stay with that statement. But happy to answer other questions if you have any.
None, except that one thought which we carried from the visit is, while of course you have reiterated it earlier that you are almost built out on the site, but seeing the immense demand, it seems that maybe a partial phase could be tried out. That may not be like a question, but it may be taken as a suggestion or comment.
Thank you for mentioning that, Mr. Malhotra.
Thanks. That's about it, Mr. Rajan. Thank you.
The next question will come from Harshit James with Flair Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yes, very good afternoon, sir. Sir, in the last earnings call, you have voluntarily mentioned that we are looking to sell the Nerlon house. What is the status of that development, sir? By when can we expect that to materialize?
Mr. Jain, what we had mentioned, if you remember correctly, was that we are looking. Sorry, Mr. Jain. Can you hear me, Mr. Jain?
Yes, sir, very much.
Yeah.
Okay. In the last, or in the previous call, if I remember, if you remember correctly, we had mentioned that we were working on various options in terms of how to monetize or to unlock some value from the launch. We hadn't specifically mentioned whether it would be a sale or a redevelopment or something else. That is an area which we are focusing on, and we are making some progress in that regard. We have nothing in terms of a specific way forward on that, because we are evaluating various options and going through the process of assessing what would be the most appropriate one. So what we'd like to leave you with is to say that we are cognizant of that and are working towards an appropriate solution or an appropriate monetization from the longhouse. We don't want to be more specific at this point until we know what shape or form that will take, because there are various formalities and prerequisites that we need to put in place before we actually take that decision. Rahul, you want to add something?
No, I think that's fine. What we had said was we were looking at the best ways to monetize the asset, which is exactly what we're reiterating here. We're looking at the best option or the various methods available to monetize the asset to the maximum benefit for the company, and we just want to reiterate that here, nothing more.
Correct. It's worth recognizing that Ridlon House is held in an undivided share with another entity, which is a public trust. So necessarily there are various issues that need to be addressed and need to be clarified when we move forward and while we move forward. So that is the process which we are presently going forward with the guidance of our board and major shareholders.
Okay. So there are two options with us regarding the Ridlon House. Either we will sell it or we will redevelopment it, right, sir?
So those are two options. There may be others. There may be various others that also come up during the course of our discussion. We don't, as I said, we won't want to preempt any of that. It depends on how certain permissions, regulations, and what we need to within the structure that we have of the Ridlon House, what is the most expedient to move forward with.
Okay. And any time frame, sir, within which we are planning to clear this issue?
We wouldn't want to comment on the time frame just now. Once we have a better idea of that, if it's something that is more definitive, we'll make sure that we communicate it.
Okay. And even if at all we are planning to sell it, and we have those 5 years of moratorium in our hand and a balloon structure, we are not required to pay any principal loan payment. So is it fair to believe that the amount is received from the sale of Ridlon House will be rewarded to the shareholders in the form of dividends, sir?
Jain, we hear your question. As you'll appreciate, that's not something that we'll be able to comment on at this stage.
No, sir, else use of cash do we have, sir? Like, are we planning for any expansion? Like, that's my question, sir. Because after sale, with the cash, what's the thing, sir, plan?
When we have more visibility on the transaction, that will be a question that we can answer with more confidence and with more, it will be more relevant to answer it at that stage, not just now.
Okay, sir. Okay, no, sir, because this was never in my mind about Ridlon House. It was only after we have long shareholders, sir. It was only after the last con call this came to my mind, sir. That's why I am just asking these questions, sir.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. Because we things and all are just too much done now. We have already asked many things, and we thoroughly understand that you guys are trying your level best. So that's it, sir. Nothing on the part. That's it, sir. This was on Ridlon House, nothing else. That's it, sir. Thank you so much. All the best, sir. Good luck to you all.
Thank you.
The next question will come from Arun Mahatra with Capgrow Capital. Please go ahead. Yeah, good afternoon, and congrats on the good numbers. I think it has been quite frustrating for the minority shareholders since the last 24 months on the slow progress of the restructuring. Every time we hear the same comment, we are still discussing with the shareholders. Can you put us, you know, at least let us know what direction you are moving, what the regulatory hurdles are, and also give us some sense of the time frame. Because the sense what we are getting is that the management and probably the main shareholders, the majority shareholders, are least concerned about the minority shareholders. So could you comment on this?
Mr. Malhotra, the comment we'd like to make is that we are deeply concerned about all shareholders, minority, majority, and any shareholder. And we are trying to communicate as much as we can to you. The process by nature is complex, and it has various aspects that we need to look at, which we've mentioned several times on this call. We understand your frustration and we appreciate your question. There's nothing more, unfortunately, that we would want to add at this stage, because we would not want to give any answer that is misleading in any way in terms of whether we are leaning towards A, B, or C. We'd rather a situation where we were prudent in terms of our answer, and then we can deal with you once there is a definitive feedback to give you, rather than try and answer something halfway, which would perhaps create more confusion or mislead people in any way. Again, we do recognize your frustration on this issue.
I appreciate that, but your answer is devoid of any concrete statement. You said we are concerned, you know, but where are the actions, you know? Why is it taking so long? You need to give us, the minority shareholders, some kind of time frame that by this is the deadline by which we should be able to, this is our sense that we should be able to resolve this issue.
We hear you. We will not contradict what you're saying. We are not intending to make a concrete statement. We are simply stating the facts as they stand today. So we will not contradict what you're saying in any way, except to say that we once again take what you're saying on board on this matter.
Any time frame you could give us?
Sorry, it would be misleading if we gave you any more information than we ourselves have at this point. If we had any kind of time frame that we thought was credible, we'd certainly mention it to you.
So is it possible? See, I understand that the majority shareholder is in Singapore. Is it possible to have one of their representative answer these questions for the minority shareholders? Because I believe they would be the ones who would be taking this decision on behalf of the company.
We will revert on that. That's not a practice that we followed. We as a management discuss with them and try and give, we have very constructive discussions with them, and we try to give as clear a picture as we can to all shareholders. We'll hear again what you have to say.
Sure. My request would be if, you know, we could have some representation from them in the next call. And lastly, could you give a sense of the micro market, the pricing trends, the supply?
Yes, yeah, sure.
You mean the micro market in Goregaon in our area?
Yeah.
So, by and large, we are fully focused, of course, on our assets, and we feel that licensing in our asset is going fairly well, fairly positively. As you know, we don't have much vacancies. We are well aware that there will be additional supply in our micro market in the next few years, as well as in other parts of Mumbai and Maharashtra, as well as Bangalore, as well as Hyderabad, which are really the IT ITES hubs. so to speak. So while we are cognizant of the fact that there will be additional supply in the years to come in the micro, in our micro market, we are equally following the additional supply that's going to come in outside of the micro market as well. But right now, to answer your question, we feel that licensing is fairly positive for us. We feel that the demand is fairly positive in NKP. We don't know what the other people in our micro market are doing specifically in terms of their licensing and in terms of their demand. We don't want to comment on that. But for us, we feel that the demand is fairly positive, as well as the licensing and the future demand as well. In the immediate future, we see it to be fairly positive as well.
Sure. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. I will now hand the call back over to management for any closing remarks. Please go ahead.
Amit, can you please confirm that there are no further questions? Just take a couple of minutes to confirm there are no further questions, then let us know. Amit, can you hear us? Hi, Amit, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do confirm whether there are some more questions or whether there is some, so that we know whether to continue and where.
Sure. Am I audible now?
Yes,
you are audible.
Okay, all right. So we'll wait for a couple of minutes and then maybe... Sure. No, sir, I think there are no further questions now.
All right, Amit, thank you. Thank you all for joining us today, and we wish everyone a happy Diwali in advance, and hope to see you again in subsequent calls. Thank you for your interest. Thanks, Amit.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thanks.
Thank you
all. On behalf of Neuron Limited, this concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.